We used to be wild. Our story starts millions of years ago. Back then, humans were just ordinary animals. People didn't live in houses, didn't go to work or to school, and didn't have cars, computers, or supermarkets. They lived in the wild. They climbed trees to pick fruit. They sniffed around looking for mushrooms, and they ate worms, snails, and frogs. The other animals, giraffes, zebras, and baboons, for instance, weren't afraid of humans and didn't pay them much attention. Nobody imagined that one day humans would fly to the moon, make atom bombs, and write books like the one you're reading now. At first, humans didn't even know how to make tools. Sometimes they used stones to crack nuts. But they didn't have bows and arrows, spears, or knives. Humans were relatively weak animals, and whenever a lion or a bear appeared, humans had to run away, and fast. Nowadays, a lot of kids still wake up in the middle of the night, frightened that there's a monster under the bed. This is a memory from millions of years ago. In the past, there really were monsters that sneaked up on children in the night. If you heard a noise in the dark, it could have been a lion coming to eat you. If you quickly climbed to the top of a tree, you survived. But if you went back to sleep, the lion ate you. Sometimes, when lions killed a giraffe and ate it, people would watch from a safe distance. They wanted some meat for themselves, but they were too afraid to come close. Even after the lions left, the humans still didn't dare approach, because the hyenas had moved in to eat the leftovers. And humans were afraid to pick a fight with that quarrelsome bunch. Finally, when all the other animals had gone, the humans tiptoed carefully to the carcass to look for scraps. But the only thing left was bare bones. So they shrugged and went off in search of figs. Then one human had a great idea. She took a stone and used it to crack open a bone. Inside, she found the marrow. That's the juicy stuff in the middle of bones. She ate the marrow and thought it was delicious. Other people saw what she had done and copied her. Soon, everyone was using stones to crack bones and eat marrow. Humans finally had something that only they knew how to do. Each animal has its own special talents. Spiders weave webs and catch flies. Bees build hives and produce honey. And woodpeckers extract grubs from tree trunks. Some animals have very weird talents. Take cleaner fish, for example. These small fish follow sharks around, waiting for the sharks to eat. Once a shark has had a little tuna snack, he opens his mouth wide, and all the cleaner fish swim inside to clean up bits of tuna stuck between the shark's teeth. The shark gets free dental care, and the cleaner fish get a good meal. Somehow, sharks recognize the cleaner fish and never eat them by mistake. Now ancient humans also had their special thing. They knew how to use stones to crack open bones so they could eat the marrow inside. Even more important, humans learned that making tools is a good idea. They started using sticks and stones to make all kinds of other tools. Not just for cracking open bones, but for prizing oysters off rocks, for digging up wild onions and carrots, and for hunting small animals like lizards and birds. Eventually, humans discovered a tool far more amazing than sticks and stones. They discovered how to use fire.